This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. A nice story. Keith Rosenkrantz was a pilot for Delta Airlines for 33 years. For his retirement, Keith wanted to do something special to celebrate. So for his last flight, he chartered a plane for 112 friends and flew them from Dallas to Hawaii. He had spent 16 months planning this huge event. Said two things had inspired him to actually go big with this event as well. A few years ago, he'd watched his fellow pilots miss their last flights before retirement due to pandemic. Yep. He wanted to make the most of his last days and help them be a part of it, too.
Yeah, it is a really great story. And God knows, we all need that friend who really knows how to throw a party.
Our next guest is a retired United States Air Force fighter pilot, author, and now a retired 33-year commercial airline pilot for Delta, who recently made headlines after spending an entire year's salary to take 112 friends and family, including his 84-year-old mother, to Hawaii for his final flight. Please welcome Keith Rosenkrantz.
Hey, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you. It's been a quick 41 years of flying, Air Force and Delta combined. Seems like yesterday I was just heading off to pilot training in the Air Force.
My father was Air Force as well.
Great.
So this party, this idea that comes to you, that you're going to take your friends on this incredible, fun, surprise journey that you will fly to Hawaii, and then you also, were they all witness to renewing your vows with your wife?
That's correct. I've been planning this for a year and a half, and when the pandemic started, pilots get a real nice trip to fly their final trip on, and they get a ticket for their spouse, and anything else is kind of on them. And with all the cutbacks because of the pandemic,
sure,
a lot of my friends didn't get to, do a flight like that. And I kind of thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to do something different. And a friend of mine worked in the scheduling office for the charter division. And I called her up and I said, what do you think?
That's great.
She said, nobody's done this before. I said, well, let's do it.
So, and it's a pretty big ticket item. You said it was about a year's salary, which is, man, that's a lot of money for any human being. And but you never want to be the richest guy in the graveyard, right?
That's exactly right. And, I've lived within my means through the years. I've made my share of bad investments and good investments. And I told my wife, I said, we can do this. And it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So let's take advantage of it and make it happen. And
Amen.
We did.
All you got is your memories. As we, go into that weird end of our lives phase, whatever you want to call it, like all you really have is memories. It's everything you buy just goes to the dump. Every car dissolves, every piece of furniture, everything we think is so important that we have to purchase, it all just ends up in a landfill somewhere. But memories, man, that's the only thing you got to keep you warm as we get towards the end of us.
That's right. And this is a trip that I'll remember the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It was just incredible.
Hey, I think it's incredible. You got 112 people you love that much that you brought them. I don't think everybody has 112 people that they really care for that much.
Well, truth be told, I had to cut back. The way I came up with 112 was working with the transportation group in Kona, Hawaii. They had two coach buses that seat 56 each. I said, okay, 112, that's what we'll go with. Mm. And so there were certainly more friends I could have and would have loved to have invited, and many of my friends' spouses, I asked them if they would mind not coming just so I could get more of my closer friends on. But
that's
it
nice.
Ended up being a great group, and I had friends dating back to when I was 6 years old from elementary school, neighborhood friends I grew up with, high school friends, college friends, Air Force friends, Delta friends, neighbors today, my triathlon coach and teammates. It was just a group of friends from every aspect of my life.
What a life well lived, Keith. If you're just joining the show, Keith Rosenkrantz, a pilot for Delta for 33 years, his retirement party, he chartered and paid for a Delta A330 and flew everyone to Hawaii, where he renewed his vows with his wife. And, I mean, that really is what a testament to a life well lived, Keith. I think it's beautiful, man. I mean, really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And I think a neat side story with that. Back in August of 77, when I met my wife, it was August 22nd, 1977. I was coming back from Palm Springs into Southern California, and a friend of ours worked at Foster's Freeze, an ice cream shop. I said, let's go see Ellen. And I had this yellow Hawaiian shirt on. That was when I met Colette for the first time. And believe it or not, I've kept that shirt all these years hanging up in my closet. And she would give me grief. What do you got that shirt hanging up for? And so I kind of snuck it on the trip. And when I was up on this grand staircase stage, nobody knew what was going to happen. And so I took my shirt off and put that yellow shirt on that I had met Colette with back in August of 77 and invited her up on stage to renew our vows. And so it was a very special moment.
You're a romantic. For real. Like a deep romantic. That's great, man. You how did you meet Colette? You met her at an ice cream shop?
Yeah, she was working at a Foster's Freeze in Culver City, California, and happened to go by and visit another mutual friend, and she introduced me to Colette, and we started dating, went out 5 years. We were married in June of 82, so we're coming up on 42 years this summer, and it's been unbelievable. I'm going to be 65 in June, and we've been together since we were teenagers, so it's been a great life for us.
See, guys like you, I think it's hard to retire because you don't really retire, right? Like, there's no sitting in a chair for you. I can tell just by a few minutes knowing you, like, you're going to go do things, man. You got to have plans, right? There's purpose in your world.
You have to have a life. I mean, I kind of joke, a lot of the pilots would fly to 100 if they could because they don't have other things to do. And, you know, for me, you know, I enjoy playing golf, enjoy, you know, traveling a little bit. And I'm kind of looking forward to just driving around the country instead of flying and seeing some of the national parks and things we've never seen. So, you know, there'll be times where I see a jet overhead and, you know, miss, you know, the camaraderie in the cockpit and going on a trip or wherever. But after 41 years, I'm ready.
Yeah, no, you've probably been everywhere. I mean, is there anywhere that you go, man, I never made it to this part of the world before this is all over. I want to go. I want to grab Colette and I want to go.
I honestly can't say that. I mean, as a former Air Force officer, I've stood in Red Square in Moscow. If I wanted a good steak dinner, I'd go down to Buenos Aires. You know, I love going to the Far East this past year to either Seoul, Korea, Tokyo, Japan, or Shanghai, China. And of course, you know, all through Europe. And then even as a domestic pilot all over the country has been
great.
And I've had a window seat the entire time. And so it's been really special for me.
Let me ask you this, Keith, because in a world of uncertainties, is the Earth flat?
No. and the contrails that you see up in the sky are not, you know, people poisoning the general public either.
We're sure of this. You would know. You would know, Keith. So it turns
I keep
out,
looking for that switch in the cockpit, and I can't find it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, brother, what a wonderful story, man. In a world of just everything seems to be flying apart, and it's just good. It's just good to hear somebody living a life well, to love their family so much, to have great friends around them, and to make grand gestures to make other people smile. It's a beautiful thing, and I wish we had 100 more stories a day just like it.
Well, thank you very much. Another thing I wanted to tell you, I flew my last F-16 flight and my last Air Force flight on February 28th, 1991, the last night of the Gulf War. And it just happened by chance when I was planning this, and I was sending an email out to all my, you know, friends coming on the trip, and realized my last flight with Delta was going to be on the exact same day, 33
crazy.
Years later,
crazy.
February 28th. So what's the odds of that happening?
No, I mean, it's crazy. And hey, by the way, you also wrote a book, didn't you? you were part of a book.
I wrote a book called Vipers in the Storm about my F-16 experiences during the Gulf War, and that was published back in February of 99. And I think the most rewarding part of that, I'm not Tom Clancy by any means, but the most rewarding part of that has been the thousands of letters I've received through the years, you know, many from young kids in grade school, high school, college. Hey, I read your book. Tell me what to do. I want to be an F-16 pilot. And there are fighter pilots in our Air Force, Navy, Australia, Britain, Norway, that all became fighter pilots because they read that book. It's just been very rewarding.
I just saw the cover. It's a great cover, man. Very cool.
Well, that's been a long time since that guy flew the F-16.
you got a bit of a Tom Cruise. I understand you asked them to make you look like Tom Cruise in that picture.
Yeah, they failed miserably. I don't know what happened.
So. I think you look pretty kick-ass. I think you look great, man. What was your call sign? What was your name? Spiders?
Well, they call me Rosie. Okay. And just short for Rosencrantz. So that's what all my friends pretty much know me as.
What does the top of your helmet say? I couldn't see on the screen here.
It says it's got spiders on it.
Okay.
I was part of the 421st Tactical Fighter Squadron out of Hill Air Force Base. And we're the Black Widows, so it says spiders on there.
Excellent. Listen, what an honor. And I, Keith, man, I hope you live 100. It's really good to talk to somebody like you. I think it's good for people to hear. I think it's wonderful for people to know that you can have a lot of fun with this life. You just got to have the right attitude, and you got to go at it correctly. But everything is possible, man.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on this morning, and thank you so much.
Take care of yourself, brother. Take care. That's nice.
It is.
Yeah, man.
That's a good dude.
Found a girl, loved her, did his job, loved it. Then at the end, celebrated in a way with everybody. Because in the end, that's all you have. You only have memories. I can't sell this to people hard enough, man. We get so caught up in the size of our houses and the kind of cars and watches and clothing and where restaurants we eat at and all these things. And in the end, all you have is memories. It's all going to go to the trash, the dump, the landfill. None of it's worth anything. None of it can save you. None of it can lengthen your life. But memories, and that's the stuff that make you smile when you're sitting by yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.